This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Welcome back into the show. Coming up in about 10 minutes, John Kurtz is going to join us on the show. We'll talk about K-State's weekend in Ireland. They lose a heartbreaker. The Big 12, it's just going to be super competitive. Now, I think it's going to cannibalize each other more than likely, but I mean, losing a game against a team that you are probably going to need that tiebreaker with when it comes to Iowa State, a team that if everything goes according to plan, is certainly going to be there at the end of the season, is not ideal. It's not ideal at all to do that if you're Kansas State. So I don't think that the Big 12 winner is just going to be 11-1 or 12-0. I think you're going to see Iowa State's going to drop a game to a BYU or drop a game like that. But losing a head-to-head game like that this early on in the season against one of those kind of teams, it just puts you at a disadvantage. So we'll talk to John Kurtz about that coming up in a bit. Preseason slash training camp is over for the Kansas City Chiefs. They'll take a couple of days off as they get ready to head to Brazil next week to take on the Los Angeles Chargers. Rob, let's talk a little bit of Royals baseball, and then I want to give you a chance to talk about the new stadium for your Kansas Jayhawks. So Rainey tweeted this out yesterday, and I just think it sums up kind of where the Royals are for a little bit. Rainey tweeted out, "The Royals continue to be exactly as good as it takes to make us believe, and not one iota better." I'm not here to be negative and down on the Royals. Again, the Royals are still in it, and as long as the Royals are in it, we are going to cover them like a team that has a chance to make the postseason. It's kind of hard to argue with that sentiment. The Royals certainly have a chance. They need a lot of things to align and a lot of things to go correctly, but the Royals are right there. I'm looking at this week as there's not that many weeks left in the season. What are there? Five, maybe six, maybe my math is off just a little bit. You don't have a whole lot of time left. I think we all expected them to lose the series on the road against the Tigers. I mean, the Royals are 23-39 this season when playing a team that is 500 or better. So on the road against a team like the Tigers, I don't think you go into that series expecting to win. But now, you got the White Sox. You cannot afford to lose that series. If you could sweep them, even better. But you got to figure out a way to win two of these next three games, or the light that is the playoffs, it gets a little bit dimmer. And then next weekend at Kauffman Stadium, I don't care how, I don't care who is on the mound for either team. If you're in this thing and you want to continue to show us that you were in this thing, you got to figure out a way to win a series at home against the Detroit Tigers. There is little room for error. There is no room for excuses. It is simply go time. Go get it done or play out the rest of the string and we all move on to football. That's kind of where we are right now with the Royals.
I feel like, and I was talking about this with Cody Tapp and Alex Gold earlier today, and Gold is of the impression that they'll stay in the race in the year. That doesn't mean that they're going to make the playoffs. They will stay in the race. I think that's the proper way to look at the Royals. There is going to be a time in September, like the 18th or 19th, where we on this show are still going to be talking about Royals baseball. Not just because, oh, look, it's an afterthought and they got hot in September. Actual Royals conversation will be happening to the end of the season because they will remain in the race. But series like the Tiger series, I think it's fair to look at and say it gives you real reason to doubt they will overcome and make the postseason. You're right. It wasn't a must-win series, and losing the series to the Tigers isn't some nail in their coffin, but it would be good maybe for the fan sentiment, the fan peace of mind, if they went from 22 and 37 to suddenly they win a series or two against a winning team. And then you felt like, oh, not only are they going to go to the postseason, they might make some noise when in there. But right now they feel like if they get in, it'll get through the back door. And if they don't get in, we'll know the story, the reason, the why. They had a chance to change the narrative a little bit this weekend and they fell short. And I know they were close on Friday and Saturday, but in baseball, it's not, oh, you were close, so we give you the benefit of the doubt. You either do it or you don't. And right now, they've come up a little bit short. And it's just bad for, you know, public sentiment that that has continued to happen.
Do you think it's possible to be hotter than Vinny Pasquantino is right now? The last 14 days for Vinny, they played 13 games. He has 8 home runs, 21 RBIs. He is hitting .320. Has an on-base percentage of .350 and an OPS of .1232. Do you think it's possible to be hotter than Vinny is right now? Because it is perfectly lined up with what the Royals need. You need him to continue that for the final 34, 35 games left remaining this season. Like, you need Vinny to continue to stay hot and continue to be a run producer and a guy that just brings in runs. I was talking to Denny about this earlier. We'll play that for you coming up at the top of the hour. I just asked him, hey, just tell me a little bit more about Vinny. What are you seeing? He said it quite simply. He's just a guy that can drive in runs. And the Royals, just in their organization, they don't have a whole lot of those guys. And when you're going to be behind a Bobby Witt Jr., you know what you desperately need? Somebody that can just drive in runs. And Vinny has shown you that. When he's been healthy, when he's been good, he has been a guy that quite simply can just drive in runs. I'm sitting here looking at it right now. Over the last 365 days for Vinny Pasquantino, 29 home runs, 93 RBIs. He's hitting .260 with a .320 on base percentage. You can live with that. You can live with that. That's what you need. You need more of that. You need more of that Vinny Pasquantino helping to carry you offensively. But right now, Rob, that's where I think we are with the Royals. This is a very, very important week for the Royals. And at this point, you cannot afford to lose ground, especially not at home and especially not to the Chicago White Sox, a team that you have pretty routinely pummeled over the last handful of years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.